Prophet said that fear oppression, because oppression will be a means of severe darkness on the day of Qiyamah. Oppression will be a means of severe darkness on the day of Qiyamah. وَاتَّقُوا الشُّحَى, and be aware and refrain from greed. فَإِنَّ الشُّحَى أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ, because this greed is such a thing that it destroyed the people before you. حَمَلَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ سَفَكُوا دِمَاءَهُمْ وَاسْتَحَلُّوا مَحَارِمَهُمْ. Greed was such a thing that it caused people to spill blood, and it also caused them to take those things that were haram to take it halal, meaning somebody else's wealth. Greed is such a thing that will cause a person even to go take somebody else's wealth and take that which property that is not his, that does not belong to him, and it will cause him to continue going from extent to extent to extent, and there is no end to greed. So therefore this hadith is teaching us that beware of this greed, because once greed sets in, then there is no limit. Even a person that has hundreds of millions, that is not enough for him. An example we gave the other day, a person mentioned that he's involved in arbitration in one of the Islamic organizations, and he says there's a father that came and complained that, he said, I tried to do everything for my children, continuously tried to do. In fact, in my lifetime, I gave most of my wealth away to my children, multimillionaire. And then he says, but the little bit that I got left still, they're looking at that and they're still fighting for that also. So he said that when greed sets in, this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us, then there is no limit, there is no end. The person just continues and continues and continues. He said that this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it, this earth, with enough resources to fulfill the need of every person. But this world is so naqis, it is so deficient, that it cannot fulfill the greed of one person. One person, if that one person had all the wealth of the world, but he is told that you don't have only one maybe cottage, or there's, you have all the women of the world, but there is one woman that got a veil and you don't have that woman. His greed will be such that even he'll want that one cottage, or he'll want that one more woman, or he'll want that one more piece of gold that this person doesn't have. So this is what greed is all about. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning us that beware of this thing. Once this sets in, then this causes a person now to make those things that even he in his mind he knows is haram. He knows that to take the wealth of the orphan is not correct. To take the wealth of the woman unjustly is not correct. For him to usurp and to unpay, to pay his staff not, to pay his staff short, that also is not good. He knows that to make them work longer hours and give them the same amount of salary is not right. But in his mind, he will start justifying these things, that these things are correct, these things are right. So this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, that it will cause a person to start taking those things that are haram as halal. And in his mind, he'll be thinking, no, this is nothing. But this is a very serious thing, where a person is employing people, making them do extra work, and he's not paying them. A person is taking things that are unjust, and he's working in a company, and he's using those telephone to make private calls. He's got the company car, he's using that car to do personal errands. All these things come under this when a person has got greed. He knows that these things are not right, but he continues doing it. So this is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that the recipe to solve all these problems is take out this greed from your life. Bring contentment in your life. Once you got contentment in your life, then you'll give everybody his due. You'll give everybody his due. You'll give everybody the due respect. A poor man will come in front of you, he'll earn the same respect from you that you'll give the rich man. Why? Because now you don't have greed in your heart. The moment you got the greed in your heart, now you don't even give any attention. Ayat we mentioned yesterday, وَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَ. Allah Pak says, as far as that person that is a miser and is indifferent towards people, people notice it after a while, that this person only greets the rich people, he doesn't want to know the poor people, he doesn't spend time with them. So people realize this. So the ayat is saying that person who is a miser, وَاسْتَغْنَ, is indifferent. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى, now this person, he denies that beautiful word of Allah. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning in the Quran, so many things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about spending and the glad tiding of spending. So this person now, he denies all that. What Allah says, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى, very easily we will make it difficult for him. Easily we will make this thing difficult for him. وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى, and when this person eventually falls, this miser who gathered and he wasn't concerned about the people around him and the staff that worked for him and the people that he paid and the people that he shortchanged and all the wrong that he did, he wasn't worried about it. وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى, the day that he falls, all that won't come to any benefit. then this person will realize that he was in a complete deception. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing and inculcating that quality of generosity. Generosity in our speech, generosity in our actions, generosity in our thinking, generosity in our general ways, so people around us are comfortable, they're happy. A person might not have wealth, but a person got a smile. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that a person who smiles, that smile also is a sadaqah. So he might have a smile, he might have a warm heart, he might have an ear to listen to somebody else's problem. All this is part of generosity. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.